just got lost, wandering around under the bridges and in the corners of Castlefield, and then we hear the sound of Bob Dylan emanating from a doorway, and then the smells, the delicious smells of some tasty food. So yeah, I'm sorry, we had to walk in, and we've stumbled upon the occasional cafe. Sir, who are you?
My name's Tim. I'm here at the Occasional Cafe. I've been involved in getting the kitchen up and running and getting the space up so people can come in and use the space.
Now, you're kind of a pop-up cafe for collaborative get-togethers for artists, activists, people that just want to creatively collaborate, is that right?
Yeah, the idea started well over 15 years ago now in Manchester, and it came out of a big protest around the second runway at Manchester Airport. And after the protest was finished, as many activists felt the need to have some kind of autonomous space in Manchester, and they set up a series of short-term squatted cafes which ran for about 8 years or so on and off, and they had spaces for meetings, for cultural events, for socialising and for activism. People went on to do other things and became rather quiet. Other things have been happening in Manchester, of course. And then late last year, we decided maybe it'd be a good idea to start these OK Cafes again.
Now, how you get hold of the space for the cafes is different between groups, isn't it? But this particular cafe, you've squatted.
That's correct, yeah. There's many different ways of organising. Some groups, they'll rent a building. There was a place called The Basement, which ran very successfully for many years in Manchester. That was a rented space, worked very successfully. Along similar lines to this, it was non-hierarchical, anarchic type of organisation, but they rented the space. But the group, the Occasional Cafe, would specifically take empty buildings and squat them, and then we organised to run the cafes and the events out of them. And that's a deliberate policy because we're doing it as a short term, and it's something where a lot of energy can be involved. We can do something over 3 weeks and have enough people to actually make sure lots of things happen.
So have you been received? Do people occasionally turn a blind eye? Are they glad that the space is being occupied that would otherwise possibly get run down? Or obviously do you get a lot of people's backs up?
It varies greatly. In some of the OK Cafes in the past, they had their one at the Hacienda, and the police didn't like that at all, and it became very nasty with the police attacking people and hurting people quite badly. That was about eight or so years ago. On the whole, though, because we usually talk to the landlord, we explain the situation, we say we're going to be here for 3-4 weeks, and the landlords, usually because it's a building not using and they know we're only going to be here temporarily, they're quite happy to leave us to it. Sometimes they need a bit of reassurance. This particular building, the ownership's quite interesting. With it's one company is renting the space from a company, a building management company, who are managing it for another company. So between the three, it gives us a bit of space, and I think so far they're probably quite happy to let us stay for the 3 weeks. And to be honest, it would take them that long to go through the court procedures to evict us anyway. So
you're safe for 3 weeks at least, and then what happens? Everything falls down and pops up somewhere fresh.
Yeah, it's it very much depends on the capacity. I mean, there's a loose-knit group of people in Manchester. If there's a lot of interest, a lot of enthusiasm, then another cafe will happen sooner. If people are going off doing other things, or there's not many people involved, then it may take quite a long time before another one pops up. There is, behind this as well, there's a real need for this kind of space in Manchester, an alternative space for people to come for cultural activities, for organising events, just for meeting in social interaction. So there is a feeling amongst many of the activists and many of the people who come to the cafe that they would like a permanent space, and that's something we are, other people are working towards, either renting or buying a building somewhere in central Manchester to have as a social centre, as a more permanent place.
Interesting. The kind of reinvention of community collaborative spaces. I'm always interested in the infrastructure. You've got a computer here on the interwebs. You've got electricity. How do you get all this wired up?
Yeah, and that's one of the things when we're looking for the buildings. We wouldn't take a building where there was no power or water because it would take too long to get it reconnected. The thing with the squatting is it's legal, or well, it's not a criminal offence in Britain. It's a civil dispute between you and the landlord. And there's certain things like water, you're entitled to water, and the water company not allowed to cut the water off. But sometimes an empty building, the water is being cut off in the street, and it would take a week or two to get reconnected. So obviously when we look for a building, we want one with the water on. With electricity, the power companies can turn electricity off, but you can negotiate with them, and sometimes they might ask for a deposit, so you can provide them with a deposit, so they can get the power back on. So those things, the landlord, the building owner has no real say over that. It's about provision of services. So that's not too much of a problem.
Same for internet?
Yeah, with the internet, we've sorted that out ourselves with pay-as-you-go internet, which covers those kind of problems.
Fascinating. So what kind of triumphs have come out of a space like this? What kind of things can you celebrate? Have there been any victories won?
Yeah, it's more about, you were saying before, about this re-engagement in the community of engaging people, and just that experience of actually rather having something done for you and rather being in that that relationship of, oh, you have to go to work, you earn some money to buy the things that you like doing, then there's an alternative to that. You can come along and you can actually do some of those things you enjoy doing and organise them and make them happen for yourself. So we had on two nights ago, we had the book block, and they did poetry and music night. So rather than people having to pay to go and see a band, people came along, organised, got the band to come along and organised and used the space to do that. So it's giving up people that opportunity. And basically, yeah, and people to build up the confidence of working together in groups and recreating that social interaction rather than just purely based on a money basis.
And you're talking about the social interaction, the working in groups. Then when you use the term, which always gets a lot of bad press in the mainstream, like the anarchistic, non-hierarchical kind of system of ruling in here. Not ruling, that's the wrong word, but... Are you an anarchist yourself, then?
Yeah, I'd use that term. I mean, by anarchists, the central idea of anarchism is that you can organise things without... You don't need a leader to organise things, that people are perfectly capable of coming together in groups of various sizes, organising amongst themselves to get things done.
And coming to a decision before someone says, this is the way.
It's working together to come to the decisions, but it's also actually to implement those things, and to, rather than having, right, do this, do that, do the other, it's, right, okay, we want to do something, we want to put on a band, what do we need to do? And between us in the group, we've got various, I know somebody who's got the PA, I know a band. And it's that kind of organising on that level. And that's what anarchism is. It's that practical thing of organising things in groups, various sizes, without having one person telling everybody what to do. And it doesn't preclude, obviously, somebody might have more knowledge about how to do a particular task, but it's encouraging people to share that.
Yeah.
And obviously, you do end up... We try our best to avoid hierarchies, but they are there implicitly, and we do our best to try and challenge those. So, like, some of us have more experience of, say, organising a kitchen, so that naturally gives us more power because we know how to do the kitchen, people are going to come and ask us how to do it. But then to overcome that is to skill share that and share that knowledge and share that experience of how to run the kitchen. So then people involved in that go away and they then in a position to, I know how to organise a kitchen at an event, I can do involve the catering and get people involved and I can pass on that knowledge. And that's, in a nutshell, that's what anarchism is that way of organising.
So it sounds like a lot of enabling going on through skill sharing as much as the collaboration that we talked about earlier on. What are anarchists like for lunch? What kind of stuff do you serve here?
Yeah, there's other dinners are possible, is the paraphrase. What we're doing is, it depends on who's actually doing the cooking. We have we've decided we're going to offer vegan food for many reasons. There's a whole set of... moral reason to choose vegan food because it's not harming animals, it's not causing pain and suffering. There's also practical reasons for choosing vegan food. It's accessible to everybody, it fulfills most food requirements, so it's not excluding anybody from eating that food, and it's also it's very nutritious, very tasty food. And if we have people in who are experienced cooks, they'll cook whatever their speciality is. But also to get people involved who've not done catering before and not too sure about how to do the cooking, we have a standard menu, which is fairly simple vegan food that people can come in and get involved in doing the cooking after going through a bit of food hygiene training and a bit of practical training. And they divide it up into, we've got a different meal for each day. Off the top of my head, can't remember all of them, but there's, I think Tuesdays we have a stew. Wednesdays there was a Mediterranean type dish. Thursdays was chili. We're up to now Friday. There's another fairly straightforward, but those are like set menus. But then we get other people in who are more experienced and they do more exciting things.
Sounds incredibly organised for what is essentially a squat. I mean, I have spent a bit of time in the past, especially when I was travelling in squats. They were never this organised. You'd have a stolen barrel of beer in the corner of the room and that was it. And things have moved on.
That's anarchy. Anarchy is order, is there, to paraphrase another thing. And it is just about that sharing the skills and building up people's confidence, and this is what's possible. And I mean, the people who've... they have had the experience of organising things before, but there's also more people getting involved and that experience is being passed on. So I must admit, this is much smoother, people are much more relaxed, people know what they're doing because they've done it before. And it's just sharing those skills, and as that progresses, more people get involved, more people have that experience, then the things become much smoother.
Now, this is called the Occasional Caf, or Occasional Cafe, depending on where you're from. Spelled Occasional. Why not the Anarchist Cafe? Because Occasional Cafe has got a different meaning behind it.
Yeah, that's quite funny. We have quite often used a system of consensus decision-making for if we need to make a big decision that a small group of people can't make, or we need to get everybody to agree to it. And the thing about the name came up with original people doing the OK cafes about 15 years ago, and they spent hours going over all the different names, and in the end the Occasional Cafe was the one with the least disagreement, and even though nobody was that happy with it, it was the one that was prepared to go ahead with. And it built up quite a reputation over those years, and people identified with it. And when we started doing this again, we were thinking about the name. And we talked to a few of the people involved with the OK cafes from 10 years ago. And they were like, yeah, that's great. Yeah, definitely. We're quite happy for you to go ahead and use the name again.
And if people want to find out more about you online, I can see here on a flyer, also listing the kind of things that are going on here. But there is a website on okcafe.wordpress.com. And they can email mkcrokcafe@gmail.com. You can always rewind and listen to that again. So okcafe.wordpress.com. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.